Welcome back to the Jasmine Star Show. Today, my sweet, beautiful friend, you are in for a treat. If you're listening in real time, yesterday I hosted a free training on how to plan, organize, and execute a month of content in one day. And today, sweetie, you're going to hear it. I sit down once every month to plan out my content for all of my social media platforms. And in this class, I teach you exactly how to recreate the strategy for yourself. Are you ready to get time back and show up for your business in big ways? Well, let's do this.
Friends, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The fact that you are spending your time and energy here means the world to me. You signed up for a class called How to Plan, Create, and Execute a Month of Social Media Posts in One Day, and I couldn't be happier. Just as a note, the chat box is going to be featured, and the chat box is going to be closed, but we are going to make sure that the Q&A box, this is where we want you to ask your questions. That will be open, and we have the entire team responding to questions, but we're really going to save the majority of them for the end of class. I'm going to go deep dive into your questions to make sure that you feel really well taken care of. So let's save you the most amount of time. You are in the right place if you want a clear-cut plan to create your social media in advance. You're in the right place if you want to relieve the stress of not having anything to post. And you are in the right place if you want to use social media to strategically grow your business. Okay, so how about we start off with a quick win? So what's a quick win? A quick win is one thing you can do to make progress in your business today. Now, I like to think that a quick win is something that's simple, but something that's strategic. So I'm going to invite you into joining us for this quick win because there's a good chance that you're probably thinking to yourself, I'm going to go to this class because I want it to help me get more followers, and I want it to help me get followers who leave comments, like, share, tag their friends. That's called engagement. So there's a good chance that you want followers who will engage with you. Can I get an amen? If you want that, you then probably think to yourself, okay, I know I need to show up on social media, but some days I just don't know how. So this quick win, it's going to demonstrate how you can show up today. No excuses. And the best news is that you only need two things. You need a phone and you need good light. So what is going to be this quick win? Friends, I'm going to show you how to find the best light for a selfie. And right about now, you're probably thinking, a selfie? Like, I don't know who you are, Jasmine, but I didn't sign up for a class to take a selfie. That sounds crazy. Some people are sitting here and thinking, a selfie? This is basic. And other people are sitting here being like, I am never in front of the camera. I will never take a selfie. And I'm like, okay, take a deep breath, trust the process. Because remember, we started off by saying a quick win is simple, but it's also strategic. So what am I going to walk you through real quick? Well, I'm going to walk you through the simple how-to video. This is going to be less than 2 minutes, but I'm going to show you how to take the little you have and make it work for you, and then I'm going to talk about the strategy on how you can use something simple and make it highly strategic to get the thing that you want. More followers, more engagement. Let's dive in.
So now let's talk about natural light. People often ask, like, Jasmine, what's the light that you use for Instagram? And let me show you my little ghetto fabulous secret. And that secret is this light right here. I go live on Instagram and let's go with my really fancy setup. My really fancy setup is a paper towel, but please make note that it is the paper towel that is the half size. Very fancy. You fold it twice. You fold it once. Now you fold it twice. Now you fold it three times. So now you have this little tiny padding. So this prop will be placed in this window because the ledge is farther out than the window. So my phone will lean back. And so now what I want to do is I just place my phone, I place it here, and I press record. I talk to the camera. That's the fancy setup. So if I wanted to take a selfie, this is the way that it would look without facing an open door or a window. The light is a little bit dark. It's definitely not flattering. So let's see what it could be the minute I open a door. So now let's chat about this light. Simply by opening a door and placing myself in open shade, it's going to really change the dynamic. About this time, I would be facing the light, but at a slight angle. If I was facing this way, a shadow would come on my face. By turning my body ever so slightly, I'm still getting the light and able to take a selfie with ease.
Okay, friends. So you're sitting here thinking, all right, maybe kinda sorta. What I just showed you was the simple version. Now let's add the strategy. Now, if somebody here can't get past the fact that, like, wow, Jasmine, you're at your house with really great light, I'm telling you that since I made that video, I have since moved into an apartment for an interim. I've been here 1 month. And so for anybody who's like, I don't have a great place or a big place, I'm living in a tiny apartment. Just today, I posted a selfie, two perspectives of selfie to show you how you could do it in a small space also. So now let's talk about the strategy. I want you to add engagement tools. So what are engagement tools? What you see circled right now, polls, questions, the slider bar, ask a quiz. Because when you add an engagement tool, if somebody just posts, votes yes or no, if somebody uses a slider, that engagement tool is, the minute somebody uses it, it's sending information to the algorithm, the Instagram algorithm, the Facebook algorithm, the Twitter algorithm. Any action that somebody takes on your account is an impression within the algorithm. And if you are getting action on the algorithm, there is more likelihood of more people seeing your other stories or people seeing the posts in your actual Instagram or Facebook feed. Remember, engagement leads to more followers as long as you're consistent. Now, we're going to talk about something basic, right? Just having somebody take an action on one of your stories increases your likelihood. So, friends, we talked about a quick win, right? We talked about taking what you have and making it work with your iPhone and or your Android. There's no tea, no shade. As long as you're finding good light. Remember, one thing that will move the needle in your business today. Now, if you're at this point and you're like, I am not sure what I think about this, I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Jasmine Starr. I am a photographer and business strategist from Newport Beach, California. I am also the co-founder of Social Curator, a membership for business owners to build a brand and market it every day on social media. That is also my husband and my business partner. So in order for people to really clearly understand why I leverage social media and why I believe it can transform any business, no matter what business it is that you do, I think it's important for us to start the story in 2005. So in 2005, I was a brand new law school student. I earned a full ride scholarship to UCLA, and when I was there, I was tired, stressed, and wildly overwhelmed. But I looked around at everybody else, and everybody else was tired, stressed, and overwhelmed. And so I thought, well, I guess this is just normal. I guess this is just how life has to be. And it wasn't until my dad called me and he let me know that my mom had a relapse of brain cancer. I went from being tired, stressed, and overwhelmed to being wildly depressed. And the thing that I realized in all of this was that I wanted to be home with my mom. But beyond just the emotional connection to my mom, I realized that life is short. My mother was 50 years old and I was 25 years old and I had a midlife crisis. I thought to myself, I don't want to die a lawyer and I don't want to die looking back at my life wondering what will actually happen. And so I dropped out of law school. I moved back home to live with my parents. I took my life from being, I feel really confident with what I'm doing to, I don't know what the heck I'm doing, but I know that I want my mom to see me get married to my best friend. I've been dating my boyfriend 9 years. He popped the question. We had a very small wedding and my mom walked me down the aisle. And I should probably take the second to take a step back and say that impossibilities become possibilities. My mother was the first person to teach me that because against all odds, after an 8.5 year battle with cancer, my mom called me this morning just to wish me well on this live class. So when people say the doctors had said she won't walk, she won't talk, she won't be able to communicate. So to have her call me today is nothing but a miracle. So let me just tell you that that was the first time in my life that my whole world was turned upside down. And I said, life is short. I'm so desperate. I cannot wait to change my life. But I wasn't sure I had the courage to. So there I was. I had just gotten married. My brand new husband asked me one question. because I told him, I don't want to go back to law school. I'm so miserable there. He said, if you could do one thing for the rest of your life and be happy, what would it be? And I said, I want to be a photographer. And he said, okay, but you don't have a camera. I said, I know, but if I had a camera, I really think I could make a go of this. I had no experience. I didn't even own a camera. I had no education. And on January 1st, 2006, I opened my first camera. And let me tell you, I had visions that I was going to be like amazing. I was like, the world can't wait for the amazingness, for my passion for photography. And let me just tell you, my photos were so bad that like Jesus himself couldn't help your homegirl. Like, I wasn't bad. I was really bad. But I just turned to Google and I started looking to Google to learn how to become a better photographer. And then lo and behold, in 2007, people started hiring me. And then by 2008, I asked my husband to transition to the business with me so that we could travel the world together and get to be paid to do something we love. So by 2009, you could just imagine my shock that I was voted one of the top wedding photographers in the world, and by 2010 voted the most top 10 influential photographers, and by 2012 voted most socially influential photographer. And I'm not saying this to humble brag, I am saying this because what was once this crazy idea with somebody who had no talent, no acumen, and no experience that I have come to believe and know that I was using social media to grow my business, and people started saying, hey, what happened to you? Like, you went from like laughing stock to you're teaching people. And I just started teaching people. So much so that I started getting featured on outlets like USA Today, outlets like Forbes, featured on MSNBC. And you know, a couple months ago, I had to call my mom. I was like, Mom, Forbes just called me an entrepreneur's go-to guide for social media presence. Mom, guess what? Like, not too bad for a girl from the hood. Okay. And not too bad for the daughter of immigrants. I was just like, I can't believe this is happening. And just my reaction, you're probably sitting here being like, what? How did you go from taking those really awful pictures in East Los Angeles of graffiti murals to getting awards and getting featured? How did that happen? Because people often say, wait, you weren't qualified. And I'm like, guess what, baby? I wasn't qualified. I was unqualified. I was unprepared. I was unfunded. I was unconnected. I was uneducated. I was all of those things. I cannot disagree with you, but I did it anyway. And that's why I believe that if you have this crazy dream that nobody else in your world will believe you, I'm saying, come to me. I'll hold the space for their unbelief and say, do you want it? Because somebody, if I had one person look at me and says, your impossibility is possible, I believe in you. My husband and business partner was that person for me. If you don't have that person, let me tell you something right now. I stand as a living testament to thousands of business owners who are uneducated, unfunded, unconnected, unpopular, all those things, and they pull it through. Why? I believe that the impossible is actually possible. So now let's get into the nitty gritty. People are like, okay, that sounds warm and fuzzy, but like, what did you do? Like, what did you actually do to grow your business? I'm gonna tell you straight out. I learned how to use social media to market my business. Not because I was savvy or not because I was smart or ahead of the curve. I am telling you straight out, hand to heaven, I had to learn social media because I had no money. I had no way to market my business. I didn't have a website. I didn't have business cards. I didn't even have enough camera gear. I was renting camera gear. I was renting memory cards. So if you're sitting here saying, I don't have all the tools, I'm like, me either. So I had to use what was free, and I'm here to teach you to learn what's free. But I'm not going to give you a hack. I'm not going to tell you, oh, follow me and pay me $10,000 for 1,000 followers in 10 minutes. Never. You will never hear me say that. What I'm going to teach you is how to get people to engage. Because if you want organic growth, engagement is the key. So we're going to dive into that. Because as a result of the engagement that I got, I was able to get hundreds of thousands of followers. Now, here's the thing I want to point out. I was not just dependent on Instagram. I was not just dependent on Twitter. I was not just dependent on Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube. I am saying I am trying to get engagement on all platforms so my business can meet consumers where they are. Okay. So if you're like, all right, Jasmine, I'm here for this. This is what I do. See, Jasmine, I'm on Instagram. See, Jasmine, I'm on YouTube. Okay. But this is where, real talk, the water gets a little murky. The question I have for you is, are you on social media or are you using social media? Because the way that you answer that question is going to have wildly different ramifications, wildly different responses. So if you're like, I don't know if I'm on social media or if I'm using social media. So here's a quick 30-second quiz to know if you're just on social media. You're just on social media if you post only when you remember. You're just on social media if it's for promotional purposes only. You're just on social media if it appears randomly. You're just on social media if you don't have a strategy, right? If you're looking at this and you're like, oh, snap, I think I'm just on social media. But just in case, let's actually dive in so that you know if you're actually using social media. You are using social media if you post consistently. If you value the one-to-one connection where you're responding to every comment, you're responding to DMs, you're giving engagement before you expect the engagement, that you're posting with intention. You know why you're posting, because you have a plan and you have a strategy. Friends, the question I have for you is, are you on social media or are you using social media? Now, I get it. Maybe some people here are thinking, well, that's easy for you to say because you're a photographer. Mm-hmm. Of course you would be using social media. What I'm showing you right now is an exact look at my Instagram account in 2014. By looking at this, you would have no idea I was a professional photographer. You might think in 2014, I liked to drink wine. I liked to hang out with friends. Occasionally, I was putting a professional photo. Maybe. And then I wondered, why am I not getting customers? Why aren't people following me? And then in 2006, I made the decision, after being sick and tired of other people using it for their business, other people getting customers, other people growing. I was like, wait, what is actually happening and what am I missing? So in 2016, that's where things wildly shifted for me. I started using social media with a plan and a strategy for sales. Y'all, this was the game changer. So in order for me to get to that point, let me tell you what I was going through so that you and I are right up on the same page. I asked myself, what makes people who use social media successful? What makes these big Instagram accounts, these big Facebook pages, these big LinkedIn profiles or big YouTube followings, what makes them successful? They show up. That's it. There's no secret. The secret to their success is that they post regularly, they post consistently, and they post with purpose. If you are wondering how you get more followers, if you're wondering how you get more engagement, you must post regularly, consistently, and with purpose. Why? Why do we need to do that? Well, this is what I just explained in the quick win, is that when you get your followers to engage, you get momentum in the algorithm. When people are responding to a poll, or they're liking your post, or they're leaving a comment, that is leaving an impression to the algorithm that, hey, people are finding this interesting. Let's show it to more people. I have to tell you, the algorithm is not a boogeyman. The algorithm's not out to get you. The algorithm is out there to judge the quality of content. If people are liking, commenting, sharing, and tagging, thumbs up, baby boo, you're doing the dang thing. And if you show up consistently, you're winning the game. So I started noticing that if people were showing up in this capacity, I was like, I wonder, because remember, this is back in 2016, I'm on the struggle bus, I'm trying to figure it out. And I said, is there a way from being on social media to using social media? That was my first question. And then I said, but wait, I want to do this as fast as possible. Can I do this in just 1 month? Can I take my content from being on social media to use it, and can I do it in a month? So I created a project. I was like, could I create a month of content in just one day? Could I do that? So I set a challenge. And guess what? I did that challenge month after month after month. And the more I did it, I discovered a pattern. And from this pattern, I was like, yo, this system works. And this is the system that I'm going to be sharing with you today. So ladies and gentlemen, saints and aints, I have good news. It's done in 4 steps. 4 steps walk you through that process. So this is exactly what you're going to learn today. How to plan your monthly content. You're going to learn how to organize your content for the month. And you're going to see how I'm going to show you how to never run out of ideas. Y'all, can we just clap that on up? Never running out of ideas, yes and amen. Welcome to the 4 steps of planning, creating, and executing your social media posts. Okay, so this is where I want to take a little bit of a commercial break. Because if you don't know, now you know. I want you to take awesome notes. I'm just telling you, your homegirl's looking out for you. Take awesome notes because there's going to be a surprise at the end. Okay, so our 4-step system, as we bring out our notes, step number one, determine how many posts you'll post for the month. How many posts? Write it right now in your notes. This is where somebody says, but Jasmine, how many times should I be posting? And my response is, the more you post with consistency, the faster you'll see results. This works in any aspect of your life. If I tell you, hey, I want to lose weight and I want a 6-pack, but I only go to the gym once or twice a month, it's gonna take me a long time to see results. But if I tell you I want to lose weight and I want a 6-pack, but I go to the gym every single day, I'm gonna see results quicker. Same thing with social media. So let's go back into my story and use it as an example. I said, I want the quickest results in the shortest amount of time. So I said, I'm gonna show up every day. So step one for me was to choose how many posts I'm gonna post for the month. And for me, that was 30. So I want you to write your number, whatever that is. Cool. Now let's get into step number two. Step number two is to plan date-specific posts. A date-specific post is something in your life or business that you want to share on social media that happens on a specific date. So I'm gonna show you an example. Let's use my calendar. This is for the month of May. What you're looking at right now is date-specific posts. These are social media holidays, these are national holidays, and these are things that are personal and in my business. Promotional periods, a family birthday, if I'm doing an online event or a speaking event, and I look at this and I say, oh, I need to show up on these specific dates with very specific posts to join the social conversation or to make sure that I'm on track for my business. Now, if you notice right here, remember, I say, I want 30 posts. Well, I go in May and 11 of my posts are already done because they're date-based posts. Now let's get into step number three. Step number one, determine how many posts for the month. Step number two, to itemize your date-specific posts. And step number three is to plan your photo topics. Photo topics are photos that you want to visually represent your business. So that when somebody is looking at your Facebook page, looking at your LinkedIn profile, looking at your Instagram account, they can become familiar with what they could expect to see visually on your account. So, a few examples of my photo topics. You will consistently see from a visual perspective, these photos. Polo is my dog. I really like sharing quotes. I like to show like working from home behind the scenes. So now you're having a visual idea of your photo topics, what you want to be posting. So now let's take a look at this calendar. I have added my photo topics in red. So here you'll see I like posting pictures of coffee and my family and photography, right? So my photo topics for the month of May will be 10 posts. Do you see how the calendar is slowly filling up? Our date-specific posts are in black. Our photo topics are in red. And you're sitting here being like, yo, Jasmine, what about social distancing? Like, how are any of us able to get any photos that aren't just like in our house? And I am here to tell you, friends, when I started my photography career, I was able to work for free with these big, amazing photographers, and they would rent out these gorgeous studios, and they would come in and there you are as an intern or an assistant, and you're just organizing all of the details, okay? I'm gonna walk you through what that looks like to organize your details. I still create photos at home and I don't have a fancy studio. I am living in a very small apartment, but the more organized you get, the faster your photo shoots will become. And I'm not even talking as a photographer. I shoot a lot of my stuff with an iPhone. Let's take a look at exactly how you can organize your details in whatever space you are living or working.
Okay, so I wanted to give you guys a sneak peek. Yes, I know my house is a mess, but I'm gonna take you into the guest room because it's really important for me to be organized, and I should probably let you know how the organization takes place. So I'm gonna be walking and I'm gonna be talking you through, so let's head on over. Okay, so ignore the mess. I already said it was gonna be dirty, but when you walk into this room, you're gonna see how I've already broken up certain areas and shots that I'm gonna take. So I'm going to just walk you through what my thought process is, and then we'll kind of show you what that actually looks like. So what you're gonna see are different segments of shots already prepared with your details there, so I know exactly how I'm gonna shoot them. I've also labeled them by number so that you can match up my number according to my timeline. So I'll show you people what that looks like. Okay, so friends, what you just saw was a complete layout of, now that I know my photo topics, one of my photo topics is coffee, I can prepare what I need in advance. So let me walk you through what I would do. If I wanna make sure that one of my photo topics is coffee, I can't just say, oh, on that random Monday, I'll shoot that cup of coffee. No, I need to brew the coffee in advance. I need to select a coffee cup. Am I gonna have a morning pastry or oatmeal or something to make it lifestyle driven? Am I gonna have a magazine, an iPad, or a newspaper? So once I have all of this in my mind, I'm gonna lay it out organized and start shooting it in one day. And this is where people are like, Jasmine, you're a photographer. And I'm like, let me go back. I see lots of entrepreneurs like myself. I use a nice camera. I also use my iPhone. It's a ton. Today's Instagram post, all iPhone. Two posts ago, all iPhone, video and a photo. So if you're like, but wait, how do you get good light if you're not in like a very fancy studio? My friends, this is a $12 investment for your business. It's gonna blow your dang mind. One of the questions I get asked the most is how I shoot my photos for social media. So I shoot with my iPhone or my digital camera when it comes for photos on social media, and I'm confident to shoot with either of these as long as I have good light. And so that's what I'm gonna be talking about today. I shoot at two places in my home. One is here on my kitchen counter, it's white countertops, and the other place is on the floor. So since not everyone has a white counter, I'm gonna show you how I shoot on the floor with a white foam board. Now, I don't have the best light in my house, but the key is to understand that I make good light. And so how do I do this? Well, I do this by creating a light box, and I'm gonna show you what I mean right up now. So let's chat about making a light box. So I just grabbed a few of my office details and I'm gonna show you how this light box works. I have just a regular whiteboard that I picked up from Target. It's just a poster board. And I have foam board, and I got these also from Target. This brand is actually Elmer's glue brand. Two foam boards that I just taped together. So what I'm gonna do is I'm standing in front of a door, and you can do this in front of a door or a very large window. And so I'm having natural light come in, but that's just one way of good light. Now what I do is I create a light box that creates a whole 360 beautiful box of good light. So all I do is I place them on each side of the styling. So now what I've basically done is I've covered the corners of the white poster board with this foam board. All I did is create a white light box. And now what I'm gonna do is, today I'm gonna be shooting with my digital camera, but I could absolutely be shooting this with an iPhone as well too. And in fact, if you're shooting with the iPhone, it would be easier. But for those of you who are interested, I am shooting with a Canon 50 millimeter lens. I'm gonna be shooting this at a 2.5 at 3/20 of a second and 250 ISO. Now I can shoot this at a 2.5 for a shallow depth of field because all of the paper goods are all in one kind of leveled area. So as long as I focus on the text, the exposure and everything should work well. So the thing that I make sure and consider is to ensure that I'm gonna get a horizontal photo, and I'm gonna make sure that I get a vertical photo. I just like to make sure that I have options. So when I'm posting it on social media, I know exactly what I wanna do with it, or I can maybe use it in a newsletter or a blog post. Okay, cool, it was simple as that. So just to review, the thing that you want to do is you wanna get
4 white foam boards, somewhere of easiest target, and you're gonna get 1 white poster board. That's the extent of your light box. And the good thing is, like, it's less than $12. And you can get great light, not by having good light, but by making good light.
Okay, friends, I just walked you through establishing your photo topics. And then I walked you through how to organize everything you need. And then I walked you through creating a $12 light box from Walmart or Target that you could start creating your own content. So step number one was to determine the number of monthly posts. Remember, my example was 30. What's your example? Step number two was to plan date-specific posts. And then step number three was to plan your photo topics. And then I gave you my exact system of how to shoot these photos. Now let's get into step number four. And this is to choose your caption categories. So what are caption categories? Well, categories empower you to talk about your business without having to sell your business. Because what I see a lot on social media is that business owners use Instagram or Facebook just to sell. Like, my product is on sale. I'm launching my product. Buy one, get one free of my product. And what we see is, like, and then people say, oh, I don't know why people aren't talking back to me. I don't know why people aren't engaging. And I'm like, all you're doing is selling. What we have to do on social media is that we have to become a friend, a marketer, an educator. We have to create conversations, right? We have to talk about our business without having to sell our business. So let me break down a few examples of my categories. One of my categories is about me. This is insight into who I am and what I do. Now, I get it. There are some business owners who say, I do not want to be the face of my business. That's okay. That's totally fine. I would encourage you, though, to talk about your team. I would encourage you to talk about the personal aspects of your business. Do you need to show your kids? No. Do you need to show your partner? No. I have chosen to show my partner because he's my business partner. So an About Me post is anything that's going to show a personal look from a professional perspective. Am I out here posting photos of me dancing on tables in Cabo? No. Okay, that's for like a private account. Just kidding. Number one, I don't do that. My mom is watching. I do not table dance, mother. Number two, that account just doesn't exist. But if that's like your cup of tea, cool. Keep it away from your business so that people can get a personal look from a professional perspective. Another one of my categories is encouragement. I have decided that I want people to come to my account, and every so often they read something and they're like, oh, great. So this is a photo I took. You will be too much for some people. Those are not your people. What I am doing with my content is I am putting out what I want to attract. I know that me, Jasmine, I am too much. I can tell you that people are watching right now and they have a stank eye. They're like, so if you realize that you're clenching your teeth or you're snarling a little bit or you're like one eye is bigger than the other, breathe it on out. I am too much for you and I'm okay with that. Another one of my categories is my why. And this is very important because somebody I wildly admire and respect is Simon Sinek. He says, people don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. Now, I am showing you an example. I have been a mom for 2 months. My daughter is, 2.5 months. My daughter is 3 months old. We adopted her, and she has been the light of my life. And I don't use my daughter in all of my posts. I am not a mommy blogger. That's, if you are, great, awesome, I love that. But for me, I am an entrepreneur, but I realized that a new part of my why used to be representing brown girls who are underrepresented in like the tech and education space. Another reason of my why is to be the daughter of an immigrant to show what America can look like when people have the opportunity to come to the States and get educated. Another reason of my why is my daughter. May I break ceilings for her to get through. May she stand on my shoulders for the work that we have gone through. Wow, woo, get a little love in my throat. Okay, see, all of a sudden, I used to be a total tin man. I was not emotional. And then I have a baby, and then I get a little lump in my throat. So we're moving right on past that. Okay. Sorry, business. We're moving back to business. Okay, let's give an example. I'm gonna show you an example right now of how I have filled in with the caption categories. you will see the caption categories denoted in blue. Do you guys notice how in three steps, so the first step was to pick how many posts. I wanted to do 30. And then I filled it in with date-specific posts. Then I filled it in with photo topics. Then I filled it in with caption categories. And my, oh my, what you're looking at is 30 days of content. I have my plan. I know how to show up. I could take a deep breath. Now, if people are sitting here being like, I like this caption. I like these category ideas. Great. I'm going to encourage you to choose 9 to 12 categories. Why? Whenever you open up Instagram, what do you see? 9 squares. When you scroll up, what do you see? 12 squares. Out of every 9 to 12 photos, you are going to see a photo of JD, my husband and business partner. Every 9 to 12 photos, you are going to read benefits, my about me, my why. Every 9 to 12 photos, you are going to find out and read inspiration. I want to do things two ways. Visually build my business, and when people read about me, I'm no longer competing with what I sell. I am competing with why I do it and who I am. So please don't panic. People are like, I'm not trying to build a personal brand. Don't worry. People, I don't want anybody panicking. Wait. How can I come up with 9 to 12 categories? Nope, we're not going to worry about that quite yet. We're going to dive into that in a second. But what I'm going to do is I am going to use some examples so that you could start getting your wheels turning. Let's just say you're a virtual assistant. We're going to go through some category examples. A mom life juggle. What if one of your categories is organization tips? What if you as a virtual assistant, you're like, okay guys, I'm going to walk you through my spice rack. I'm going to organize my spice rack. And then another post is like, hey guys, I'm going to walk you through how I organize my sock drawer. And you're sitting here being like, what is a spice rack or what does a sock drawer have to do with a virtual assistant? Visually, I would show a video or a time lapse or just take a picture of a stack of socks. And then I would say, here are the 3 steps to organizing your sock drawer. And then I would say, if you are impressed with how I organize my sock drawer or my spice rack, imagine how I could organize your Dropbox. Imagine how I could organize your Gmail inbox. Let me know if you want to chat. Talking about your business, not selling your business. What if one of this virtual assistant's categories is fitness? And you're like, fitness? What does that have to do? If you're a virtual assistant and you have a high value for fitness, you could say on today's fitness workout, this is what I am planning on doing. And then you go through and you talk about how you're going to go to yoga or Pilates or you're going to do cross training, whatever it is. And then you're going to say, I have time to prioritize fitness because I have a streamlined workflow. If you want to prioritize fitness and would like help streamlining your workflow, let me know. We'll chat. Talking about your business, not selling your business. Let's use another example. Let's say you're a maternity photographer. Some of your example categories could be behind the scenes. One of your category examples could be baby items. And you're like, wait, I'm a photographer. What is baby? Wait. Imagine if one out of every 12 photos, you're out there and you're saying, oh, I just discovered this $2 rattle from the bargain bin at Target. Moms, if you're looking for a rattle, this one's a great one. I'm buying them as props for my future photo shoots. So by you sharing information that is helpful to mothers or prospective mothers, you're staying top of mind. And you're not selling your business, but you're talking about your business. The outfits that you're buying as props, the props that you're buying to incorporate in photos, the items that you're out there as a mom or as a purveyor of goods. Another category example could be organizing iPhone photos. What if one out of every 9 to 12 posts, you are showing people how to organize their iPhone photos, but you're like, I'm a photographer. Why am I doing iPhone organization? Because when you create your tutorials, you're using your professional photos to say, you can create a folder. You're going to add these photos into this folder and organize it. And your examples are actually using your beautiful photos that when somebody's watching this, what are they going to think? Wow, this person's really good. I want this person to shoot my children. You're essentially creating an infomercial without selling your photos. You're selling your professionalism, who you are, and you're being of help. Okay, so friends, here's your recap. Step number one, how many posts do you want to post for the month? I have decided 30. Step number two, you want to plan date-specific posts. We used 11. Step number three, add your photo topics. On my calendar, you saw 10. Step number four is to fill in with your caption categories. That's 9. So if we were to quickly add this up, our total posts for the month are 30 posts. I know exactly how I'm going to show up, and so do you. You have just planned your posts for the month. Well, okay, now we got some work to do, right? Because you have your photo topics. Now you actually have to take photos. And some people say, but I don't know how to take these photos, Jasmine. Like, how does this work? Hang on tight. You have caption categories. Now you actually have to write your captions. And this is where people would say, but I don't know what to say on social media. To which I say, okay, this is precisely why I created Social Curator. I was first and foremost a teacher, and I was trying to help people, and then people couldn't get past those two biggest hurdles. Social Curator is exactly what you need to show up consistently on social media. Because every month, you're gonna get a marketing action plan. This month, I am walking people how to use Instagram stories to get customers. One clean strategy every single month. We include 5 story templates so that you are showing up on stories with what? Consistency. You have 30 caption templates. If you don't know what to say and you're like, I am just looking for something that will inspire me. I'm looking for something that I can fill in the blank and go because I'm a busy mom. You also get access to 30 lifestyle photos every single month. So on the days that you're like, I know I need to show up, but like social distancing, I don't have a photo, I don't know how to take a photo, or I am just so burnt out, the library is there for you. We have group coaching and a private community. I go in to make sure that you're actually taking action every single day. So we give you exactly what you need to market your business every single month. Because there's a good chance that you showed up. I mean, I'm gonna guess that somewhere with all the things that are going on in the world, you could feel tired, lost, completely overwhelmed. And I'm like, I know how that feels. But we started the conversation by those people who are the most successful are the people who continue to show up. Those people post regularly, consistently, and with purpose. So I'm gonna have real talk, right? You probably didn't wake up this morning and be like, you know what I need to do? I need to plan more content. No, I may be kind of sort of guessing that you probably thought like, you know what? I need more followers. Because if I had more followers, then X. And I am here to tell you that the key to more followers is consistency. It's just that simple. Because if you're on social media, but you're not using social media, that is the biggest gap as to why you're not growing. But consistency takes time. And a lot of us don't have time. So Social Curator is like, let us save you the time that you desperately want. Time for your business to focus on other things. Time for your family to be present with them, especially if you're out here homeschooling, right? Like, and time, dare I say it, for yourself. What would that look like? So I'm going to explain how it actually works, because Social Curator is a membership that delivers fresh social media content every single month. So every single month, you're going to get a fresh action plan, fresh Instagram story templates, or you can use them for Facebook stories as well, 30 caption templates, 30 lifestyle photos, and you're going to get group coaching every single month. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to log in. This is an example. So what you're looking at right now is the May issue. You can listen to it like a podcast, or you can view the action plan. So this month, I told you, we're going to be focusing on Instagram stories to get more customers. So what we do is we just lay the framework so that you know you're not overwhelmed and you're like, this is the clear plan of action that I need to do this month. We also will include video tutorials to make sure that you can zhuzh your Instagram stories so that you're showing up like a boss and that you have accountability. So people are going to show up for you so that you know, oh, my marketing plan's gonna work. So in here, we will walk you through this issue with your clear plan of action of what you need to do. And every month, You get a fresh batch of stories. Now, I love these story sets because what you can do is go in and you can customize. For the month of May, we actually have 10 story sets. So these are done for you story sets that you could just drop and drag, or you can use them and fully customize them. And that they're already walking you through engagement tools that are baked in so you know how to get the engagement you want. Then add it right there on Instagram or on Facebook. Every month we provide captions and photos. You get 2 date-based photos for you, amen. And then we include 7 social curator categories. Number 1 is behind the scenes. Number 2 is my why. Number 3 is personal insight. Number 4 is encouragement. Number 5 is about me. Number 6 is benefits. And the 7th one is to showcase your product or service. All of these empower you to talk about your business without selling your business. So I'm going to walk you through. You can get a Facebook or Instagram post done in less than 2 minutes. You can copy the text. If you want to take your own photos, guess what? Here is a list of ideas of photos that you can create for every single caption, or you could just download that photo. It'll save to your phone or desktop and you can post immediately. And every month, we love our extras. We like to surprise and delight with a few extra resources to make sure that you are fully prepared and taken care of. And lastly, the best part of it is that you have our private Facebook group. So that was a look on the inside. And it's about this time that I'm walking this through and people are like, wait a minute, we all get the same photos. Like, do we run the risk of people seeing the same photos? I am here to tell you that people are posting at different weeks, on different days, at different times. They have different followers in different industries and in different niches. Is it niches or niches? Different niches. So the probability of crossover becomes so less, especially because a lot of our members are just taking their own photos. But then people will say, but wait, I don't know if this is for me. I don't know if this is like the right thing because I have a very special kind of industry. I can say that we serve such a broad spectrum of business owners, photographers, to life coaches, to direct sellers, to professional speakers, to pizza parlors, to boutiques, to lash specialists, to eyebrow specialists. I mean, the whole spectrum, we have been able to teach and navigate how to show up on social media. So I'm going to show you examples so that you can kind of see like, oh, I see what they're doing and how they're doing it. So examples of members. Anna is a calligrapher. Now, one of the things I like about her Instagram feed is that you're looking at this and you will have a hard time determining which photos were taken from her business and then which photos were taken as a result of social curator. She blended it very well. Now, Shirley is a yoga instructor, and I particularly like how Shirley is applying her own filters to make sure that her photos look aesthetically the same on her feed. Now, Shirley is over here. Let's go all the way to the other side of the spectrum. Here you have photographer Stephen DeCuba. He is editing and cropping photos in his own particular way so that they match his brand and feed. And this is where I want to take a time out. And if people are saying, wait a minute, what is a photographer doing using Social Curator? Social Curator was meant for business owners who need more time. I, just like Steven, was a wedding photographer, and I was so consumed with all of my wedding photos, but I didn't want a whole feed of just thousands of wedding photos. I wanted something to show off my personality in a personal way, and I did not have time to take pictures of coffee and croissants. I didn't have time to go down to the beach, even though I don't live too far from it, and take photos. Like, I was just like so in the mix of it. So he is using a ton of his own content, but every so often sprinkling in lifestyle photos to keep his business moving forward and showing up as much as possible. Or you could be a service provider like Ken. He's an online launch coach. He doesn't have a professional photographer following him around all the time, but he knows that being consistent and showcasing his education is the key. Now, if you're sitting here and being like, I don't like these photos, they're not me, cool. Every month, we give you a list of 90 photo ideas. If you're a photographer, you have 90 ways to get inspired. If you want to work with a photographer, hire a photographer, hand that list over to him or her, and they'll be able to bang it out for you. So this is about the time, and we're going to get into Q&A right now. But the questions, I'm just going through the questions we always get is, will Social Curator work for me? I could tell you, Anastasia, she is a psych medium, and she made $1,000 in 2 days thanks to Social Curator. I am pulling out testimonials specifically from COVID, because people say, because I always think if it could work during COVID, It can work any other time in a beautiful, glorious period. So Janelle is a coach. She said that she got her first coaching session and 4 new clients as a result of showing up on social media with Social Curator. Kimberly is in the fitness profession. She said her sales are up 58% from last year as a result. Hingham, she owns pizza parlors in Texas. And she said that when COVID hit, they couldn't have people come into the pizza parlor and she was so discouraged, but she decided to show up just along the lines of Social Curator and her sales are up 40%. I am here to tell you that no matter what industry you're in, you don't have to do it alone. I would love for you to join us on the inside of Social Curator at socialcurator.com/join. We are going to be answering your questions in a second, but for people who are like, but wait a minute, I want to know, like, how much time do I get with coaching? How much time do I get to hear from other people? I'm so glad you asked because we're out here talking about results. Inside, we do group coaching where I show up and I walk business owners through the biggest pitfalls and how to show up in spite of whatever is going on in the world. Inside of the private community, because I'm so tired of people signing up for courses or hiring coaches and then they just don't do the work. We have units based on what you want to do in your business. Do you want to grow in your audience? Start here. Do you want to increase your sales? Start here. We have a multitude of units to guide you through. And I get to bring in my close homies and my peers and these brilliant minds to teach you their specialty. So this is a recap. Inside of the private Facebook community, in the private Facebook community, you get coaching, you get the master classes, you get your units, which is your growth plan, you get accountability, we do challenges, we show up for each other every single day. You have the ability to network, you have the ability to collaborate with other people. Now, inside of the membership site, that's where you're gonna find your content, your action plans, your photos, your stories, your bonuses. Yo, all of this is for $49 a month. This investment is not for your business, it's a bet on you. Now, if you would like to decide to join us for the year, not only will you be saving $89, you will be getting additional bonuses. You will get early access to your monthly content. You will get a bundle, a one-time bundle of 20 additional captions, additional templates. You are also gonna get access to our Brand Builder Workshop. This is worth $299. I walk business owners through how to build a brand and market it on social media. This is a live full day workshop that is yours, and you're going to be featured in the Social Curator directory and amazing bonuses throughout the year. So enrollment for Social Curator closes on Friday. We are closing enrollment on Friday. I want to be very clear about that. So this is the one time that we've opened in months. Like it's been almost 6 months since we've opened last time. And I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity. You can join us at socialcurator.com/join. Okay, so now we're gonna get into a lot more fun. We're gonna get into questions and answers. We're gonna be turning on the chat box. We are gonna be getting into Q&A right about now. I'm gonna dive in there. So remember how I told you to take a photo of your notes? Can you take a photo of your notes and post it on Instagram stories? Tag me in it so I can see you, because there's going to be 2 winners who are going to get $100 Amazon gift card. I'm going to shout you out from my Instagram account. I'm going to shout you out that you were in the class and you took some bomb notes, and 2 people are going to be getting $100 Amazon gift card. I am not trying anything but to say, I want your people, I want your followers, I want your friends, I want your families to see you investing in your business. Like, wow, she took an online class today. Wow, he took time from his work schedule to invest in himself. That's amazing. For those of you, I see people who are joining Social Curator right now. For those of you guys who are joining, if you join before this class ends, you're gonna get an extra bonus of 30 Instagram story templates. Imagine what it would look like for you to post on stories every single day in just seconds. Every single day in the month of May, you are going to have a complete story set. You don't know how to use stories. You don't know how to show up on stories. Each story template has 3 slides. You're going to get 90 Instagram story slides, Facebook story slides. Y'all, you want to get more followers? You want to build engagement? We've built engagement into these just for you. So this bonus expires at the end of this class. So make sure if you're in it to win it, I want to see you there. So friends, let's get into Q&A right about now. We'll dive right in and make sure that I'm getting to as many of your questions as possible. All right. So Okay. Great. Okay, so Lisa, how do you drill what to niche your what your niche wants to see and hear? This is a great question. We want to make sure that we use the guided steps, right? On the inside of Social Curator, we have 7 categories. These categories have been proven across industries to actually drill down what it is people want to see. But you're not going to know your answer until you start testing. So we give you the framework. In your profile, like on your Instagram, some people might want to see a lot of about me. On somebody else's Instagram profile, they might want to know a lot about the benefits or tutorials. So we don't know what your niche wants to know until you show up consistently, consistently, consistently. And then you say, oh, this was the pattern. So Lisa, thank you for that question. Maribel, how can I repurpose my Instagram Live to make more content? Oh, Maribel, Instagram just released this new update. I got the update. So when you go live on Instagram Live, it will no longer go to your stories. It will now go to your IGTV. Now you can check, do you want it on IGTV or do you not? So Maribel, if you're going live and you can then push it to IGTV, you went live, you created content in real time, and now it gets to sit on your grid so people can watch it at a later point in time. Ashley, how do you think about content strategy across different platforms and subtypes, IG stories versus a post, versus Facebook stories versus a post versus a live? This is what we discuss on the inside of Social Curator. This is called repurposing content, but also, like, how can we purpose content, but also understanding that different followers want to see different things. I do not think that one is more important than the other. I will say that, remember how I use the analogy of going to the gym to get a six pack? I will say that I have big aspirations to grow on social media. So I do stories, I do lives, I do posts, I do IGTV. That's just for Instagram. On Facebook, I do Facebook Live, I do Facebook posts, I do Facebook videos, right? I am doing this content, but I'm working with the strategy. Was it 2 months ago on the Inside of Social Curator, I walked people through my exact content repurposing strategy. I don't want people having to make content, exclusive content for Instagram, exclusive content for Facebook. So I walked people through, this is my exact pattern, this is my exact strategy. So how one piece of content can be used 3 or 4 different ways. I hope that answered that question. That was really good. Thank you. Oh goodness, I lost it. Dang. The deadline for your bonuses are at the end of this class. Now the door enrollment closes on May 5th. That's this Friday. I'm sorry, not May 5th. May 8th. You guys, come on. It's life in quarantine. I don't know the date. Friday, May 8th. Thank you, JD. He's out here reminding me. He's like, tomorrow. No. Enrollment closes on Friday. Friday, May 8th. Okay. Oh my God. You guys, like, this is stressful. Okay. Thank you for that question. Whoever asked it, I'm totally lost right now. If I sign up for annual, do I get all past issues? If you sign up for annual, you will get this current issue, May, how to use Instagram stories to get customers, and then you will get all the future issues moving forward. If you would like to invest in past issues, we have a library. You can go ahead and make yourself happy. Stephanie, I feel like the same people are liking and engaging with my content. I value them. I do. But how do I get more new people to engage? Stephanie? Okay. So number one, I'm so happy that you value them. That's amazing. I'm glad that the gratitude is there. If you see the same people liking and engaging, you have to go and give the type of engagement that you want. We can't just hope and pray that new people will find our content. Our objective as business owners is to use hashtags strategically. And for those of you guys who are watching live, congrats to you. You're going to be mailed a bonus just for showing up, just for coming to this party. You're going to get a party favor. It's the top 20 hashtags to the top 20 industries. What I want you to do with that is go to hashtags that you think your dream customer is using or surfing. And I want you to leave 5 comments, go and like 10 photos. And you're like, wait, why? Because that is just you getting in front of the eyes of prospective customers. If you want new people engaging on your account, you have to go and give the type of engagement that you want. This is what we talk about all the time on the Inside of Social Curator, y'all. Okay. Jurgen, if I become a member, can you promise any quick wins that I can use with my co-founders? Hoping for success is not a strategy. If you become a member, can you promise any quick wins? I cannot promise what is not contingent on me. Explain. Let me explain. I can promise that my application, my execution, my doing of the social curator content, that works. I cannot promise you that a quick win will work if I don't know you're going to do the work. You know what I'm saying? But I can tell you that there are thousands. Just this morning, I got a DM from a member of Social Curator who said, Jasmine, I've been a curator since January. But it wasn't until the last 2 months that when COVID, because she's in the beauty industry, when COVID happened, she said that her salon closed, she had extra time, she dove into Social Curator, and she has made $400 in a day simply by showing up on social media, DMing people, and selling them beauty products. Like, it works. Like, Hingham, she had a pizza parlor. And she's just like, nobody's gonna come into our pizza parlor. We're gonna have to close our restaurants. And then she has an increase of 40%. You do the work, you get the results. And here, I wanna be very clear. The work is contingent on what you wanna do. You wanna see quick wins and you wanna see big wins? If you do the framework on the inside of the group every single day, next week, starting Monday through Friday, we have something called kickoff week. Kickoff week, I am showing up personally every single day to teach a live class on, is your account ready for success? Do you have a foundation for social? Because you can't go on social and be like, I'm gonna sell. My co-founders, we've decided to invest in this, so we do. Yes, but if you don't have a foundation, I can't build off that. So kickoff week is literally how to customize your captions, how to write a boss bio. I mean, y'all, it's going to be a party. We're going to over-deliver. It's going to be amazing. So I can't promise if I don't know the results. That's just facts. Okay. Oh, goodness gracious. Anonymous, if I work with couples and individuals dealing with self-love, how do I get photo topics? I'm a therapist. So this is something that we will also be working through. So the photo topics, when we give you a caption and it talks about the reason why I became, and then to fill in the blank, and for you it would be a self-love therapist was because, and then you personalize the experience, you value the education, or you experience it yourself, or you teach what you have to learn. And you're like, how do I show up? Well, we have a variety of images for you that you can use. Will all of them work? I don't know. But this is where we have opportunities for tutorials on how to take self-portraits. We have opportunities. There are other photographers who teach people. Like, there was, she's not a self-love therapist, but she's like a couples therapist, like a high-powered couples therapist. And she gave an idea to another photographer who said, you should be giving people tips on how to take photos at home. And now this photographer on the inside of Social Curator created a whole revenue stream. And I believe that if you're looking at for the types of photos that you want to be posting, when we go into the group, people give insights and feedback that like blows my mind. Because when you could talk to other business owners in other industries, they'll say like, hey, I'm a gardener. I'm a jewelry maker. I own a pizza parlor, but I need to learn self-love. They would want to see, what I want to see from your account is this. The brainstorming is where the magic happens. Okay, so people seem to be asking a lot. Will this work for me? Like coaches, teachers, like B2B hand letterers. Remember that slide that I posted? We have a ton. I mean, I'm talking about a ton of different businesses working for this. Now I have to take a step back. Last week, 2 weeks ago, I needed to buy something for Social Curator, for my business. And I'm a business owner trying to buy a product or service. You are a business owner and you're wondering and asking the same question that I asked is, will that work for me? And the only thing I could tell you right now is I walked you through the demo. You saw the photos and you saw the caption templates. The best thing that you could do for yourself is invest $49 and see, does this work for me? And if you spend $49, now here's the thing, look, this is just facts, friends, this is facts. You invest $49 today on this class because you're gonna have to get the live bonus. If you get the live bonus, you're gonna get 30 Instagram story sets. And then in your issue, you're going to get 10 Instagram story sets. That's a total of this month, 40 Instagram story sets. You're going to get 30 photos, 30 captions. You're going to get group coaching with yours truly. You're going to get kickoff week with yours truly. If you go through all of that, and if you stay dedicated, and at the end of May, you're like, you know, this is not for me. Bless and release. Love and light. I wish you well. I am just saying it's almost foolish not to spend $49 only if the only thing you wanted was the story sets. Give it a whirl. Honey boo boo, with all the content you are getting, it's almost silly not to invest right now. Like, we're making it irresistible to say, like, hey guys, you will only know if it works for you if you come in. And we're gonna lay out the red carpet for you, but ultimately you're gonna have to be the one to step on that red carpet. But I promise you, we have dog walkers in the group. We have bakers in the group. Like, tell me what it is you do. There's somebody who does the same thing in the group. Realtors, teachers, bloggers, speakers, motivational experts, like the whole nine, the whole kit and caboodle. Carmen, where is the link to join? It's right here on the screen, socialcurator.com/join. You will also see it in the link right there in the chat. Yes. I'm sorry, what? So JD's asking me a question because he's in the chat. Okay, he's asking, does everybody get the same photos? Every month you're going to get a fresh batch of photos. But yes, every issue has the same photos. But this is, y'all, I go back and I say, people are editing the photos differently. They're cropping the photos differently. Some of our members, now there's some people who've been a member of Social Curator for 2 years. They're finding value in going back to older issues, and they're using photos that weren't included in this issue. So the crossover is so small. It is so, so small. But here's the thing. You could say, well, Jasmine, that sounds very advantageous to you. Okay, let's go into the stats. The stats on Instagram is that 20% of the users on Instagram are making 80% of the content. 20% of the users on Instagram are making 80% of the content. That means that the vast majority of people on Instagram are repurposing other people's posts. That's facts. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I can't use another photo that somebody else has used, there's a good chance, number one, you probably have in the past. And if not, that's okay, because the vast majority of people cannot create the volume to stay consistent. What I am trying to walk you through is, until you can create all of your photos on your own, I am so sorry, JD, I am like sweating profusely. Can we get the air conditioner? I mean, you guys, I don't know what it is. I am just like, I get so nervous on these classes that I'm just like dying over here. Okay, so you can edit, you can crop, you can reuse. And what we see a lot of on the inside of, like, I literally look like I'm in church, right? Because I'm out here preaching. I'm like, give me a fan because I'm out here preaching. Is that we see a lot of collaborations on the inside of the group. There are a lot of photographers, and they'll say, I'm a Dallas-based photographer. And there's somebody who's just like a Dallas-based fitness coach, and they'll like trade services, or maybe they'll pay for each other's services. There's a ton of that. We have social curator meetups in large cities. Like, they come together, they go through the action plan, or they host photo shoots. I mean, it's a really freaking cool community. Like, we're all really crazy, like social media, like hippies, but we're cool. Like, we're very cool. Okay. I want to give a shout out to Jennifer, Lisa, Nicole, Kristen, Shannon, Alina, Marcy. Is this Marcy Damiano? Because Marcy Damiano sent me a DM on Instagram today. And Marcy and I went to high school together. And she's like, girl, I'm going to join your class. And I was like, oh, what was it? Okay. Ashley, Sylvia, Amber, Frankie, Lorianne, Mate. Excuse me. I'm losing my voice, y'all. I'm legitimately losing my voice. Okay. So I want to point out that right now, because you're attending live, I did mention the show up live hashtag, like that bonus. That's going to be emailed to you later today. You'll get it by tonight. So you're not going to get it instantly, but we're going to try to get to you as soon as possible. Now, it could take up to 2 hours to receive that email. So please know that we know we're sending it out. Don't worry. By you using your Zoom tag, like your Zoom link, we got you, boo. It's going to come to you. Also, shout out to Athena, Lauren, Jill, Olivia, and Britta. Thank you, guys. socialcurator.com/join. Jane says, can you cancel at any time? The answer is only if you want to. Our objective is to offer so much value and a clear plan to your success that you start moving the needle immediately. And I know I'm not going to spill tea. I'm not going to spill tea, but okay, I'm going to spill a little tea. I go through and I try to reach out to as many people, like on Instagram DM, if they're like, hey, Jasmine, I joined Social Curator. I send them messages. I'm super happy. On the inside of the team, we get to say, oh, this person joined this person. And I was like, wait a minute. I know this person. So I'll send them a DM and I'll say, hey, X, I'm so happy to see you in Social Curator. And X will say, I can't believe I left for 3 months. Like, what was I thinking? I thought I could do it on my own, but I really missed the community, or it was the group coaching. I will say that because of everything that happened with COVID, I showed up in the group so different that people, when instead of feeling like lost and overwhelmed, they were like, okay, I'm not going to get beat down. I'm not going to stop building up my business. I'm not going to let the fear take over. And I am telling you that back in March and in April, we saw this massive shift in intentionality in the group. We saw this massive shift in the way that people were showing up for their businesses. When other businesses were closing, they're just like, no, I have it. I have it. And now that we're at the end, like, we could start seeing the end in sight. The people who gave up, the people who said, I can't do this, they're now months behind. And the people who said, I will still continue to rise despite the odds in front of me, those are the people who are now reaping the benefits. They took their downtime. Now, I want to be very careful. Those first responders, people in the medical profession, essential workers, my heart goes out to you. Your life did not get any easier. It got a lot more complicated. But for a lot of independent business owners, when they're cut, when their clients dropped, when the events canceled, when people started backing out, it hurt, it stung, it made us worried and afraid. But instead of being worried and afraid and doing nothing, people were, I'm feeling my feelings, but I'm going to show up. I'm going to do all the things that I haven't done from this. I'm going to redo my website. I'm going to plan my social media content. I'm going to start cultivating followers. And guess what? They're now so ahead of the curve that when we can get back to life as close as normal as it will ever be, they're not behind. They're right where they needed to be. So how did I get there? I just went on a little social media church rant is what I did. Kim said, I signed up for Social Curator. I was on the wait list for months, very excited. Question about caption categories. Are these just captions or photos that represent my business? I need a little clarification. So the captions are fully customizable. You're going to modify the caption to talk about your business. So if you're a therapist, you're going to fill in the blanks as a therapist. If you are a jewelry maker, you're going to fill it in as a jewelry maker. Will all of the photos represent your business? No. But remember when I created my content calendar, I did not use 30 Social Curator photos. Now, you can. But our objective is for you, Kim, to have a few photos that are your own. Photos on your iPhone, or collaborate with the photographer, or create video content. Now, because we value consistency, showing up every single day, there are going to come times where you're like, I don't have a photo. In those times, I don't know what you do, Kim, but in those times, you can go back in your library and maybe you can edit it, make it black and white, or maybe you can crop it, or maybe you can make it more vibrant. We have video, we have photo editing tutorials on the inside of the group. So the option is yours, honey boo, whatever you want to do. Okay, so welcome Sally, Riza, Ara, Judith, Femby, Julia, Tressa, Sabrina, Courtney, Alina, and McKenna. Y'all, thank you so much for this. Angie, I joined and I have already saved so much time. My engagement is up and stress is lowered. Still learning all of its perks and benefits, but so far I am blown away. Angie, thank you so, so, so much. I should also recommend people, I should also like mention that we had a wait list. There were thousands of people on this wait list. And so we said, because you're on the wait list, you get a jump start. So people like Angie, they invested during the wait list, so they already have access to the site. So shout out to Angie for already being a member and showing up and being like, the value is there. I appreciate you very, very, very much. Okay. Somebody had asked, what are the perks or the differences between the annual and the monthly? The monthly is all that content is dropped on the first of each month. You will get early access. You will get it on the 27th of the previous month. So you're getting your content early so that on the first, you're ready to go with all of your content. You will get the brand builder. That is a branding workshop. You are going to get $89 in savings. We have a Social Curator collaboration directory. If you want to be listed in the directory, our annual members are listed there. And you also get a leather, like, surprise bonuses. So there you go. Okay. Christine, does this system work when you don't have anything to sell? I am a blogger and I would love to know how I can apply these principles. So Christine, Everybody has something to sell. A politician is selling him or herself for their votes. A public speaker is selling him or herself for bookings. A blogger is selling him or herself for trust. People want to know, can I trust you? Because as a blogger, how are you making your money? In one of two ways, or maybe you're doing it both. You will have sponsored content, so somebody will send you something and then they'll pay you for blogging about it. Or two, affiliate money, right? So as a blogger, you are creating content for your dream reader and follower. But in order for them to be able to pull up their credit card and say, I want that thing that you're talking about, or I want to buy that thing that you're wearing, or I want to buy that bowl that you're using to cook your breakfast, is you need to show up with consistency. Now, as a blogger, there's a good chance that you're creating your own photos. Great. You might not use any of the social curator photos, and there's a lot of people who don't. A lot of people find the value in the caption templates. Because oftentimes, as a creative, when you go to social media, have you ever opened your phone and you're like, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea what we're going to write about today. And in those cases, you go, you read your caption templates according to one of the seven categories. You're like, do I want to talk about the benefits of who I am as a blogger? Do I want to give a behind the scenes of how I prepare my blog posts, right? So we have all of those captions. You then fix them, modify them, customize them. You put them out. All we're trying to do is save you time and energy. The link, people are asking for the link. It's right here on the screen, socialcurator.com/join. Okay, actually, you know what we should do is, boom, why aren't we doing this? Oh, shoot. Hang on. What are you saying? Okay, good. We're going to go full screen. I'm going to do a couple more questions. Hey, there are like literally thousands of people still here. Let's dive into just a couple more questions. Azul, so to those who just signed up during this call, what are the extras we get again? You get 30 Instagram story templates. When you sign up, you will be getting the welcome email in about 30 minutes. When you get that welcome email, you're going to be able to log into your members dashboard. And then you're going to click on the bonus tab. And when you click on that bonus tab, I'm not going to spill it. There's some surprise bonuses in there that are going to blow your mind. I'm just saying. We can't talk about them because we haven't announced them yet, but they're already going to be there. That is how much we love and appreciate what y'all are doing. Like, legit. We appreciate you guys being here. So, welcome, Sally, Riza. Oh, I already said that. I was like a double welcome to them. Okay. People are asking how many times a year do we open? We're functioning at 2 times a year. So that's kind of where we're at. But, you know, to be quite honest, we were planning on keeping the doors closed longer for Social Curator. But because of everything that happened with COVID, our business responded to the demands and the requests for people who still want to build their business, but they just don't know how. So I asked the team, all the team right now who are answering your questions and in this chat box, I was like, can we move it forward, guys? Like, is there any way that we can use this time to help business owners? And everybody said, we're here for it. We're committed. So we ended up opening earlier than we anticipated. That's why everyone's like, where is this coming from? And I'm like, yo, we out here, just turn it on up. Why? Because I'm a business owner just like you. I am responding and helping people the best I can. So I'll make sure that we get more questions added. And I just want to make a shout out because there are people who are still here. Oh my gosh, all of these chat things like Tanya, like, and Brittany. So Brittany said, how do we join the contest for the $100 gift card? You don't have to do it now. But in the next 24 hours, take a picture of your notes from this class and tag me in it. I'm going to be choosing two winners. So there you go. And also, don't forget that next week when you join, we have kickoff week. I'm going to be teaching a class every single day for 5 days straight, myself and the team. We're going to be there to serve you well, to make sure that you're not overwhelmed, to ensure that you have a clear plan of action, and to ensure that you use the month of May to like show up until you blow up. That's just it. It is $49 a month. And if you're investing monthly, you get charged on the first of the month. Kristen, can you upgrade your membership to annual if you initially signed up month to month? Yes, you can. If you're kind of like on the fence and you're not sure if this is for you, we encourage you to join monthly, but then we want you to upgrade to the annual so that you get all of those extra perks and you get early access. Sylvia, were we supposed to post a picture of our notes on Instagram and tag Jasmine? Yes, Sylvia, that's what you were supposed to do. So here's one thing that I want to make very sure, that I want to be very clear with, is that on the inside of Social Curator, this is not a bunch of hypothesis. Everything that I teach and coach to curators is something that I am doing right now with myself in my business. I am not serving up an idea. I am not serving up a hypothesis. I am saying, hey guys, you want to get customers on Instagram stories? We built out the system, not based on air or thought, but based on what we've been doing as a team and proving what works. So you will be fully supported. When we have an issue on how, like, the best way to drive engagement, it won't be out of theory or air. It will simply because we have been showing up in a very clear way on the front end, teaching you what works, giving you the path, saving you time. Okay, Lisa, I'm so excited to finally sign up for Social Curator. I've been scared for a year or more. Don't be scared, boo. We don't bite. I got a business account in January. It went strong, then stopped. Thanks for the push, but I have to take the leap. Yes, Lisa, and anybody else who feels like Lisa in this moment, it is one thing to be riding the high of hope and adrenaline. But the difference between being an amateur and a professional is your ability to be consistent and you and hit every shot that you're trying to make. Why am I using a sports analogy when I'm the most unsports person? I don't know. But somebody explained to me that a true professional is somebody who goes on the green and hits it down the driveway. Is that what it's called? I don't even golf. Throwaway. Just when you show up and do the thing you're supposed to do every single day, you're a professional. I'm botching that quote. Do these work on all social media platforms? Yes. Because on LinkedIn, how cool would it be? So like right now, when you write an article or you do a post, you can get a Social Curator photo and then you can add text on it. Like the best behavior to act in cubicles or whatever the case may be. And instead of it just being text, you now have a scroll stopping photo. If you're trying to build out your Pinterest, you can add graphics to your blog post using Social Curator photos. And so that you can make them like pinnable, like those extra long ones, you could crop it extra long and then you could put it in your blog post and then pin it to your Pinterest board. Every photo that you saw on my presentation was a Social Curator photo. So if you're like, I want to teach presentations, like great, use them for presentations. These photos work fantastic for blog posts. These photos work fantastic for Facebook headers or YouTube headers. Y'all, yes. We love social media. We do not discriminate. Is kickoff week just for Social Curator? Yes, it is. We have exclusive content. People want to say, Jasmine, what's the difference of what you do outside and on the inside? Outside, the only thing you will see me do on social media outward facing is questions and answers. What I do on the inside of Social Curator is I do sessions of questions and answers, but I do coaching. I don't do coaching on the outside. The coaching follows a very specific Social Curator methodology. We call it QUA. Q-U-A-A. If you're going to get coached by me, you're going to have a clear plan of action by the question, the underlying question, your action, what are you going to do to change, and the accountability. Q-U-A-A. That is what we do all day, every day. And let me tell you, the people who have sat in it on those QUA sessions, their businesses went from here to here. And other people watching them were like, whoa, I don't even make chocolate bars. But what we just learned right here, I got to do in my business too. I am telling you, we out here, we're starting fires. Little fires everywhere. Okay. Charity, I'm totally bought into this whole thing. My hesitancy is that I'm not sure this pertains to my business. I'm a marketing director for a physical therapy clinic. I signed up for the first month to see on my own dime. Do you think this would work for us? Charity. Okay, I just want to take a second. Charity, your boss has a really good thing going on with you. Because you're a marketing director who's spending your own money before you ask the clinic for money. Let me just tell you, if you stay at this clinic or whatever you do in the future, you're fine, boo. You're fine. Your integrity and alignment is something so remarkable. So, Charity, do I think you're going to use a lot of the Social Curator images at a physical therapy clinic? You'll probably use anywhere from 5 to 10% of them. And it could be at a physical therapy clinic. Let's say the inside of Social Curator, that month you get a few photos and there's a cup of coffee. You could talk about the physical trainers that agree that coffee is a good thing or physical trainers who think that tea is a better option. And some months we have a coffee and we have a tea photo. What if on Instagram you put like the swipe feature, right? In a post, you put a coffee cup and then you put a tea and you swipe. And then you could ask, do you prefer coffee or tea? You know, Dr. X prefers coffee in the morning. Or maybe you're talking about how you're at the physical therapy clinic. Some of the trainers believe in coffee like colonics or coffee enemas. And you talk about the benefits of that. Do I think that we're going to give you like photos of knees and backs and like elbows? No. But will you have the ability to use the content and frame it in a way to talk about the physical therapy clinic? Yes, I do. But we're going to teach you how to do that during kickoff week. But what I genuinely think you're going to use, like what I genuinely think, like you're going to use the membership to learn how to market the clinic. That's the real talk. Here's the thing. Okay. Oh, look, I'm lowering my camera because I'm going to be real because we're at the end. Like the people, like y'all are the most devoted. Let me just tell you. There's like thousands of people, y'all like out here, guys, most devoted. We went way over. We're almost at the 1.5 hour mark. I'm going to end at the 1.5 hour mark. My team is like, yo, Jasmine. Okay. Okay. People come into Social Curator because they're like, I really need photos. I really need captions. And that's what they're coming in for. And they're like, I'm so excited. I'm going to start doing it. But then the more they do it, the more they realize, oh, this was always in me to begin with. I needed a path. So Charity, I'm going to show you the path. And you may be using some of the photos. And I think you actually use a lot of the captions because you could talk about the doctors instead of personalizing it. You're going to personalize them. But you're going to learn how to market the clinic during times of COVID, during times of health, wealth, prosperity, depths, darkness, and you're going to be so prepared with what's going on with the social conversation that regardless if you're using the photos, you're going to come in and be like, what's the next strategy and how do I internalize? How do I framework? How do I contextualize this content for my business? That's who we deal with all day, every day. That's how you know you're going to win. Okay, so how many story sets for joining on this call? If you join Social Curator, you are going to get a bonus. If you join Social Curator before this call ends, you are going to get 30 Instagram story sets. Each of these story sets has 3 posts. So imagine showing up every single day in the month of May with at minimum 3 stories. That's just the bonus for signing up now. But the issue of Social Curator this month, the May issue, we include 10. So if you join before this class is over, you get the 30 story sets that are bonus, and you get 10 story sets for the month of May on the inside of Social Curator. Honey child, you have all of May and half of June of your stories done for you. Okay. This is good. So every month we try to have what we call a momentum boost inside of the group. A momentum boost is a challenge. It's a way to support. Every month we change it. But this month, our momentum boost is we are going to support each other for 10 days to commit. All of us. 10 days to post 10 days in a row on stories. It could be Facebook stories. It could be Instagram stories. And what we're going to do is we're all going to keep each other accountable in the group. Like, did you post today? What's your account? Let me go check it out. Let me give it engagement. We're going to be fostering engagement so that then your account shows up higher in the algorithm to people who follow you. Yes and amen. Okay, I have to get off because I am done, lost my voice. My voice hurts, but I actually have really good news. If you are still on and you want your questions answered, the team is going to stay on. What I'm going to do is if you have questions, what we're going to do now is we're going to make sure I'll set this up again. We'll go into another 15 minutes of questions. Sorry. JD says, I know you lost your voice, but can you just do another 2? Okay. Y'all, I'm here to serve. I'm just going to keep on showing you. Sissy, I would like to learn how to take my spin studio to virtually due to COVID. So Sissy, inside of Social Curator, we talk about how to market your business online. While I cannot coach you on how to take your physical business into a digital business, I can tell you that when you decide to take your business digitally, we can help you market it. So this business strategy going from offline to online, I only do that in a private capacity. That's private consulting, but that's like tens of thousands of dollars. We're not talking about that, and I'm not selling that. That's no, like I don't ever put that out publicly. I can't walk you through the process of online to offline. I'm sorry, offline to online. But if Sissy, you say, okay, Jasmine, I have it and I'm ready to go, then we say, great, let's market this virtual cycle studio to get you to where you want to go. Okay, Jasmine, I'm nervous about showing up and people not wanting to see my content. I'm an introvert, so it's kind of hard for me to put myself out there or selfies out on social. Will Social Curator help me get more confident? Okay, I actually have to say, I know people have a very hard time believing this, but you are looking at like 100% level 10 introvert. I'm outgoing, I'm talkative, but I am an introvert. I prefer to be by myself at home. But I also understand that my aspirations are bigger than my greatest fears. My entire life, I had always been behind the scenes. I have never been the center of the room. I had never been the first invited to a party. I had never been the person who was like, oh, you should really listen to that girl because she has something to say. Why? Because I always had my back against the wall. I like watching people. I don't like to be in the center. It wasn't until I started my business that I realized that my purpose on earth is to serve others and empower them to believe that an impossibility is possible for them, regardless of how crazy it seems. So then once I knew what my purpose was, I had to ask myself, are you more afraid of people not liking your photos than you are showing up to serve somebody? And the answer is, likes don't pay my bills. I do not care if one photo has a million likes and I don't get a new customer. I care more that I posted something with 10 likes that built trust with one person who became a customer. Dale Carnegie says your business will go farther having two people interested in you than you trying, oh, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Dale Carnegie says your business will go farther being genuinely interested in two other people than trying to get 200 people interested in you. If you're an introvert, that's okay. But you cannot let your fear of being seen, being judged, or somebody having an opinion of you get in the way of you starting your business. The only person stopping you from your business getting it to where it wanted is isn't somebody who's judging you. It isn't your mom. It isn't your partner. Isn't it that girl who made fun of you in high school who still watches your Instagram or Facebook lives and doesn't say anything but is watching you while you feel like you're lit on fire? It is none of them. It's you. You have 100% of the responsibility to build out the life that you want and the business that you dream of. If you're an introvert, if you're shy, if you're afraid of somebody else's opinions, you can't have it both ways. You can't care about what other people say and build the business of your dreams. If you are here and you're saying, my time is now, I know that I'm here to serve one person very well. And that one person will tell another person. And these two people will tell another person. And these four people will tell other people. And you're here for the slow build out to a successful business. Then darling, the longer you stay silent and the longer you hold up the wall and the longer you stay in dark corners, the longer it is it's going to take you to where you want to go. Do you want to show up until you blow up? That is my only question and advice and encouragement to you. Thank you, friends, for being here. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of Social Curator. JD's over here being like, wait, before you get off, I'm like, bro, I've been talking an hour and a half. Paula, Maria, Emily, Natalie, Carrie, Myrna, Julie, Susan, Tanya, Tatiana, Amelia, Allegra, Sylvie, oh, Starisa, I like that name. Terry D, Billy, Vanessa, Dora, Diane, Renee, Portia, Chelsea, all of y'all. There's so many. I appreciate you. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of Social Curator for kickoff week. If this is the end of our journey, I just want to wish you well. Regardless if you are on the inside or on the outside of Social Curator, I am still your number one fan. I am still here to hold space for you when you won't give yourself the permission to bet on your dream.
All right, friend. I hope you took notes during that class because I heard from so many people that they couldn't believe the actionable steps they walk away with. Like, yeah, we gave you the exact framework to start working today. If you decide to join my membership at Social Curator, I'll see you inside of our private Facebook group. Otherwise, I'll catch you on another episode of the Jasmine Star Show soon.